This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock delivered his State of the City address today. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports.
Over a live stream overlooking City Park, Mayor Hancock spoke about what steps the city is taking to continue fighting the coronavirus, like stocking up on personal protective equipment. He also talked at length about racism, connecting it to the protests against police violence. And he announced the city will establish a government-run think tank to have what he calls honest conversations about how racism impacts Denver and beyond. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Christmas may be 5 months away, but CPR's Caitlin Kim says the search is well underway for the tree that stands in front of the U.S. Capitol.
Governor Jared Polis says Colorado is proud to contribute part of its natural beauty to Washington, D.C. It will be in the form of this year's Capitol tree, often referred to as the People's Tree.
It's going to be a Colorado year in Washington, D.C., and we're excited to try to infuse some of our pragmatic and forward-looking Colorado spirit in our nation's corridors of power.
Coloradans will also provide decorations for the tree. Officials say a tree has been selected on the western slope. Details are expected in the coming days. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, the director of the Brennan Center's Voting Rights and Elections Program talks about the history of the Voting Rights Act, the legacy of the late Congressman John Lewis. Then, outdoor movies have gained renewed popularity during the pandemic. 160 Walmart parking lots will become temporary drive-in movie theaters on Saturday. We look at the history of drive-in movies. Those stories are coming up next on All Things Considered. Also coming up on the program, a CPR News investigation found that the state health department lost critical leadership going into the pandemic.
So the whole system that had been built up over decades really fell apart right away.
CPR's Ben Marcus reports on how the loss of expertise affected the state's response, especially around COVID testing. We'll have Ben's story coming your way in 15 minutes on All Things Considered, here on CPR News.